When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at EyesightAssociates.com.
Hey, this is Jim Graham from the Masculine Journey Podcast, where we explore relationship instead of religion every week. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. I have a special guest on the show today, and just love this man and his heart for serving others. Marty Miller, Middle Georgia, Peach State, welcome to Q&A with Koloff.
Hey, Nikita, thank you for having me. I really enjoy being a part of this.
Well, and I'm it's an honor to have you, and the show's always fun for me because, you know, 99.9% of the time, you know, I've got no idea what anyone's going to ask, and so sometimes I'm put on the spot, and sometimes the questions are much easier to answer. So having no idea what you're going to ask today, but before we get to your questions and my answers, let's first share with our audience who Marty Miller is.
All right. Well, I live in Middle Georgia, a little town called Milner, Georgia. And I've got four kids. We're a blended family. Me and my wife have been married going on 7 years now. And I've been a youth pastor, a pastor, a Bible school teacher. I've been a little bit of everything. And these days, I'm focusing on a ministry that God has given me called Hope Championship Wrestling, which is a pro wrestling outreach where we use professional wrestling as a platform to share the gospel with not only the fans but also the wrestlers themselves. And so that's kind of where my focus is these days.
Yeah, a very powerful ministry. I've been a part of it over the years, and grateful to be a part of it. And as I've witnessed firsthand, you run a very professional show, and with a very intentional purpose, which is to share the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and use the crazy, wacky world of professional wrestling to do that, which, hey, we know wrestling is very popular. People will come to a wrestling show, you know, even if it's somewhat, you might say, church-based or Christian overtone to it, because they just like the entertainment, right? And I know over the years, I have witnessed, and I'm sure you have too, would you even, not that it's a necessarily about numbers, but would you even have an estimate, like, of how many people, since you've been engaged in doing this, have come to know Christ or make some level of decision about their faith?
Well, since we started in November of 2021, so we're coming up on our second year anniversary this year, and just since Hope Championship Wrestling has been in existence, we've seen over 100 people come to Christ on these events. And thousands more have heard the gospel preached from a wrestling ring all throughout Georgia and in Florida. We got to go there in April, and so it's God's really using it.
Yeah, and I'm just reminded of now I'm not a fishing guy, right? Which is kind of ironic because I grew up in a land of 10,000 lakes. And people assume that I was I fished, and I'm like, and if, putting a worm on a hook was not for me. Just saying, I'm just saying. Nor digging a worm up out of the
creek.
Huh?
I didn't realize Moscow had that many lakes.
Yeah. It was the suburb of Moscow. It was the suburbs of Moscow. And but what I'm reminded of, is the scripture where Jesus said to his disciples, hey, to the fishermen, right? He goes, I'm going to make you, and I know you know the scripture, Mark, I'm going to make you fishers of men. And so even though I was never a fisherman or fished any of those 10,000 lakes, I've been grateful, one, to be a part of what you've done, but also Kolaw for Christ Ministries over the last 30 or so years, and to be a fisher of men and seeing tens of thousands come to an altar or come to Christ or make a profession of faith. And so incredible. Now, yeah, I know you mentioned all the different things you've been involved in ministry. You mentioned the blended family, and I bet that's had its challenges of its own as well, right?
It sure has. Every day is a new challenge, especially when you got four teenagers and one girl and three boys. But it's been a fun ride so far.
Four teenagers, and boy, if you're listening right now, just say a prayer for Marty Miller, okay? Raising four teenagers presently, how'd you meet? Just tell us real quick. How'd you meet your bride?
Well, our kids had played sports together for years, and so I had been divorced for probably 6-7 years, something like that, and then she had gotten divorced, and we was at one of the ball fields one day in one of the little games or whatever, and it was just like, I can't explain it. That's why I know it's a God thing, because we had a million conversations over the years about kids and sports and stuff, but this one was just different, and it just hit different, it felt different, and 7 years later, we didn't look back.
One thing led to another, and matrimony was in the air, and it sounds like the doves were cooing in that first conversation, or that particular conversation there. And so the kids knew each other. So did that make it at least somewhat, they play sports together, make it somewhat easier when you blended the two families together?
It did. It did. It really did. And, they got along really well. My oldest is a girl, and her oldest is a boy, and they're both 18. They're about 4 months apart. And even today, they've got a bond that you would think they were brother and sister their whole life. And it's helped tremendously in that area.
No, that's good. And I know you got a Christ-centered home, so of course that's going to obviously help in a transition like that, because family in and of itself, right? That, let's just say, the nuclear family, right? Male and female, God created them and brought Eve to Adam, and she became his wife, right? And so, even just this, and the family was formed from there, right? The nuclear family, and so. Even with that, it presents its own challenges, certainly, and then the blended family, additional challenges on top of that. Because, you come from even a traditional marriage. You come from two different backgrounds, might have been raised two different ways, right? And now you're trying to navigate all that and figure that out, and sometimes can even be heightened in a blended family, right?
That's right. It definitely can be heightened. But I've learned, if I've learned nothing else, that God will take whatever mess we've made and make it into something beautiful if we'll just follow his path.
That's good. I'll say it this way. He'll take a mess and turn it into a message.
That's right.
Yeah, right. And so we're going to transition here and get to your questions that you have for me. But before we do that, Hope Championship Wrestling, I know you bring it, as you said, you're willing to go to, like, maybe somebody's out there listening, a pastor or just somebody who says, man, I'd love to introduce this to my pastor, bring it to my community, and use wrestling as bait. I'm going to go back to the fishing thing again, right? I mean, I don't fish, but I know you need all kinds of different bait to catch different fish, right? Well, wrestling is just a type of bait, if you will, to get people in the doors and then give them what they want, which is wrestling, but share with them, more importantly, what they need, which is the gospel message, and plant some seeds, water some seeds, seeds and see some of those seeds come to fruition. And I know right now, or at least currently, you've got my adopted nephew, speaking of family, my adopted nephew, Alexander Koloff, as your champion, right?
That's right. He sure is. He's our first champion.
Your first champion. Well, I am thrilled that my nephew is carrying on the Koloff legacy and is your first champion. If someone is listening out there would be interested, how might they find out more? Where would they go to find out more, connect and contact you, Marty?
The best place is on social media. Just look up Hope Wrestling or Hope Wrestling Georgia, and it'll pop up, all of our information, our dates coming up and all of that. And, or you can if you're on social media, you can email me at hopewrestlingllc@gmail.com. I'm pretty active on there, and I'll respond very quickly. And we would love to come help your church, your ministry, your community, whatever it may be, and give them a different type of outreach than they may have seen before.
Yeah, very unique one. Different than bounce houses
and
food trucks, right? But
that's right.
So I just want to encourage you out there, you know, consider that or pass that information on to your pastor and get in touch with Marty. I know I follow you on social media as well. I know you're on all the different platforms. So, well, let's segue into your questions you have for me. If you're ready, you just fire away with your first question, Marty.
All right, I am. I've got two wrestling-related and two spiritual-related questions. So let's do the wrestling first.
Okay.
So the first one I've got, and we talked before that the 80s were my introduction into wrestling, and it's what hooked me. And we know that, if you're listening, you know that in 1986, Magnum T.A. had his accident that changed not only his career, but yours as well, because you would later come back and team with Dusty as a good guy. But my question for you is, what if, during that time period, you had not returned to Crockett? What if you had gone north and went to the WWF and been one of Hogan's opponents? How do you think your career would have been different if you had gone that route?
It's a good question. And you know, a lot of things going through my mind right now, even talking about Magnum's accident and how it changed his life, changed my career, changed professional wrestling. Because he was being groomed to be the next Ric Flair. That would have been an interesting dynamic to phase Flair out or to bring Magnum more into the mainstream limelight would have been an interesting thing to ponder as well. You know, one of those what ifs. And so the other what if, you know, because the magazines were touting that, you know, Nikita Koloff against Hulk Hogan. Many fans over the years have said, wow, it would have, you know, done massive business, you know, WrestleMania main event, right? The Hulkster against the Russian Nightmare, Jatoeta. Right? I just throw that in for posterity. I don't know. Looking back on it, you know, I know as I consider, they would build guys up and then just kind of, I guess the way I would phrase it is feed them to Hogan, right?
Right.
And then some might maintain a main event status or once they're fed to Hogan might have been bumped down lower on the card and, you know, still made a pretty good payday or, you know, made a good career out of it. But not many of them maintain, because you know nobody was going to outshine the Hulkster, right? I mean, you know, Terry was the man at the time, you know, and so I don't know what longevity I might have had had I done that, and or where I would have settled on the card after having, you know, that match and or series of matches with him. Now, you know, again, we're hypothetically talking this out, right? Just kind of thinking it through and what could have been. And now, again, it could have been that McMahon would have saw the potential to put the belt on me and had a great run with me as a heel. And I don't know that I doubt that I ever would have turned good guy, as you said, or, you know, babyface. It certainly would have changed my whole entire career had I made that move. Barry Darso, who wrestled with us as Crusher Khrushchev, when he informed Ivan and I that he was leaving for the WWF to become the tag team Axe and Smash, right? Demolition. had originally asked me if I wanted to go with him, and that in turn would have created a whole even different character than the Russian Nightmare, right? So I gratefully, you know, just to turn that, thankfully, you know, I was grateful that he asked, but turned that one down. So yeah, I don't know, Marty, boy, it would have been, I'll kind of wrap this up, my answer by this, saying this too. Most likely, you know, from a financial position, you know, with what Vince did with marketing and dolls and lunch boxes and sheets and videos and all kind, probably would have made who knows how much more money had I done that. But for me at the time, it was never about the money. It was about loyalty.
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, the Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
There you go.
Well, and for the record, from a fan standpoint, we're glad you stayed here. I think that helped Crockett and the NWA out for many years.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you being the fan that you are. Okay, you got another wrestling related question?
Yeah, just a quick one. I believe, I'm going to preface this and say that I believe you deserve it, but do you think the call will ever come to go into the Hall of Fame? And if it does, would you accept it, the WWE Hall of Fame?
Well. I mean, I would certainly consider it, without a doubt. I mean, it's, you know, for some, it's a, you know, many view that as a very prestigious thing. You know, many of the guys, Rock and Roll Express and many others who have accepted that invitation, it certainly hasn't hurt their marketability, even now, you know, to be able to, you know, put the WWE Hall of Fame behind their name or as part of their signature, right? And so
right.
It certainly creates greater value and marketability for your name. You know, my typical answer to that question when it comes up is more than me, I would love to see Ivan be inducted, even if I never was, and I had to choose between him and I, my preference would be for Ivan to be inducted. I mean, the man had a legendary career, defeated the legend Bruno Sammartino, almost created a riot in Madison Square Garden the night he won the World Heavyweight Belt, and so for whatever reason, he has not been given that his wife, of course, he's walking streets of gold with Jesus now, but never been given that opportunity. And then if they decided or wanted to put the two of us in together, that would just be a double blessing, a double honor for that. So there you go.
Yeah. He definitely deserves it, that's for sure.
I do. I think so. Personally, I might be a bit biased, but I think Uncle Ivan should be in the Hall of Fame, Nikki. That's what he's called, Nikki. Hey, Nikki. Yes, Uncle Ivan. Anyway, there you go. All right, you got two other questions for me.
All right, so the first one is, I'll explain this after I ask this. It says, what do you think is the best way for us to keep our relationship with Jesus first? And this is what I mean. Like we talked earlier about the wrestling ministry. I'll just use me for an example. since I've been such a lifelong fan, I catch myself sometimes at these events or when I'm planning and stuff, focusing more on the wrestling than I am on the ministry. And it's a struggle sometimes to say, reel myself back in and say, no, Marty, the ministry is what we need to focus on. The wrestling can be good, the wrestling can be fun, but the ministry is what's most important. So what would be your advice to me and to others that are listening to focus on what's the real important part of their ministry?
Yeah, ministry or just life in general, right? Their own personal relationship. And we hope that, of course, everyone out there listening, that you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that there's been a point in time you can look back on, even if you don't remember the date. I mean, it's amazing how we can remember birth dates and wedding anniversary dates and all kinds of other dates, you know, milestones of things that have happened. And for me, the most important date for me is 17 October 1993, when I surrendered my life to Jesus and became born again and adopted into the family of God. And so from that point on, what I have focused on, to get more specific in answering your question, is recognizing, realizing, you know, my relationship with Jesus, my walk and my faith is not a matter of 1 or 2 hours on Sunday. And for some, they don't even give him that, but is to remind myself to pick up my cross daily. In other words, I need to focus on him daily, whether it's a wrestling outreach that you're referring to, or you're working out in the marketplace, or you're a stay-at-home mom raising babies, raising children, like some of my daughters are doing, or whatever you're doing. Whatever you're doing is daily remind yourself to put Christ first, right? Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these other things will be added unto you. And so it's just having to be intentional, Marty, with reminding myself, pick up my cross daily. And I heard it once said, or more than once really, but you know, if you don't pick up your cross will probably crush you. So it's probably a good idea to go ahead and pick it up and carry it every day instead of the weight of the cross crushing you or burying you because your priorities are out of alignment. And so it's a matter of being conscious to have your priorities in the right alignment, starting with putting Christ first, putting Jesus first every single day, even before your marriage, your children, your job, or anything else. And do that, and then all those other things have the potential to just fall into place.
Yeah. Hey, a little side note, because you mentioned this. Remember when I went to Quest with you and Lex years ago, I heard you say something about knowing your spiritual date. And I went home that after that week and I did the math back. And so I know my date. It's October 5th, 2002. And it's also a year and 2 days before my daughter was born. That's how I helped myself remember. But I know that that's when I gave my life to Christ. That's when I knew that things were different.
Oh man, we're both October babies then, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I love that. That's awesome. And again, I want to the listeners out there, you know, and if you're a born again Christ follower, you know, you may not know the exact day. I remember I knew it was the month of October 1993, so that narrowed it down to 4 Sundays basically, and I just prayed it through and prayed into it, and the Lord, you know, pressed upon me my date. And again, you ask a guy, hey, you know, when'd you get married? And pretty, most of them can give you that date pretty quick, relatively quick. Some have to think about it. But, you know, hey, when were you born? I mean, do you have to think long on like what you're, you know, when you were born? Not really. I mean, you know, March 9th. I was born March 9th, right? So I was born again, though, October 17th. So just encourage all of you out there, you know, if you don't know what that date, just pray into it. Ask the Lord to reveal it to you and show it to you. Because, man, it's just kind of a cool thing to know. So, well, that's awesome. You got one more. We got time for one more, Marty.
All right. So I was thinking about this. This one's kind of been on my mind a little bit. There's so many, I'll call them lanes of ministry. You know, there's working with kids, working with adults, working with senior citizens, men, women, all this stuff. And I know, like, for a lot of your ministry is focused a lot on men's ministry. How do you know that you're in the right lane, so to speak? And I'll give you an example. For most of my saved life, I've been working with teenagers, middle school ages, and I've always kind of thought that was when I walked away from God. So I wanted to use that time period to kind of help those kids not walk away from God.
Mm-hmm.
But as I get older, I'm feeling more of a draw towards men's ministry. Mm-hmm. But there's times when I think, well, but my heart's always been for youth. So how do you navigate which lane of ministry to walk in?
That's a really great question. And, you know, you mentioned coming on the Quest event and one of these days, Lex and I are going to get you at Man Camp as well. Wink, mm-hmm. wink, 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 Marty, Marty. I know we've talked about it. I know you want to. The desire's there. We just got to work out those dates for you.
Right.
And again, it's got to become a priority, right? So you just got to make it a priority and say, I'm putting this on my calendar. Nothing else is going to interfere or get in the way. So anyway, and so that said, you know, men's ministry, although I've been very focused on that since 2006, when I went to my first camp out in South Texas, and the Lord began just kind of put it on my heart to get more and more engaged with men's ministry. And it's just, it's still just a part of what Koloff for Christ Ministries does, but it's certainly a main focus. I mean, I'll do, you know, my one day man up conference, man up intensive, I'll do between 15 and 20 of those this year in local church communities. And all of that is just an appetizer feeding into the entree of Man Camp every spring and fall. But I didn't just start out in men's ministry though. You started out in youth ministry, had a heart for youth, and I think what a great vision. You wanted to reach out to young people so that they're around the same age that you kind of drifted, as you said. And so what a great idea to just start there. And if you don't know, you're out there listening, you're like, I don't know. I mean, you know, I hear pastors sometimes say, hey, we always need workers in like the children's, Sunday school. Or hey, go try it. You'll find out real quick whether or not you're cut out for like elementary kids or the nursery or whatever. But if you never try it, you'll never know. Now, you may go and do some youth ministry like Marty's referring to, and you may go, I don't think junior high kids are for me, you know. But and I think you'll know, Marty, you'll know that, I think. I think down inside you'll go, I don't think that's for me, right?
Right.
So I think it's a matter, what I would say to you and all those listening is just, one, just get involved in something. I mean, churches are always, ministries are always looking for volunteers, always looking for people to help out. So just get involved in something to start with. And then, you know what, I think you'll kind of figure it out along the way and go, I don't think that's my lane, as you said, my lane. And so
Right. That's
what I would encourage people to do. And even for yourself, you can still be involved and engaged with youth while at the same time, God's giving this vision now for Hope Championship Wrestling and these wrestling outreaches. And who knows, maybe one day you'll get confirmation that that's where you're to give full-time attention. And he, I'll say it this way, releases you from youth ministry and you go full-time, so to speak, with the outreach. Make sense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, well, you've been gracious with your time today and some great questions. I really appreciate the questions. And one more time for our listeners, where can they go get more information on Hope Championship Wrestling if they want to bring it to their community?
Hope Wrestling Georgia. We're on all the social media platforms, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. We're on all of them.
Awesome. Thank you, Marty Miller. And thank all of you out there in listening land for tuning in to another episode of Q&A with Koloff. Until next time, have a God-filled, God-blessed day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. I, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip December 27, 2023 to January 5, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.